The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the big, big show.
What up?
What's going on?
Kareem playing with his microphone.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, was it you? Sorry. I saw Kareem's hand on his mic and I assumed.
I'm a ninja.
Justin too.
Exactly. Sam's running a little bit late tonight, so we'll see if he makes it or if he doesn't. But we're going to start without him because we don't want to be here all night. Coming up on the show, Tony Kornheiser, normally a sportscaster, weighs in on why Marco Rubio can't be president. That's interesting. Michael Bublé hitting a sour note with an Instagram picture. And what Ben and Jerry's are doing for 420.
I love them so much.
As we're recording on 420.
I love Ben and Jerry's so much.
I knew there was something I forgot today.
Really?
How'd you miss that?
Do you know anybody who actually is a weed smoker who only smokes weed on 420?
I mean, I was actually thinking about it.
Just to show solidarity?
Well, yeah, and no. I felt like all the other, that like it was an excuse to hang out with people, because normally I like don't have friends.
Okay.
And so I figured,
and you thought drugs were the answer? I normally don't have friends, so I turned to drugs. Drugs. They're my friends.
No, friends with drugs.
Like, drugs. Drugs. They help me tolerate people normally I can't stand.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah. No, after watching two people high off of, one off of edible and one off of some shrooms last night, yeah, like, nah, I'm good.
Last night? What the hell were you doing? Oh, were you at the open mic?
Yeah.
Wait, I heard about that. The shroom dude, like, I heard about it. I saw someone's Facebook status about it.
Yeah, he couldn't even, yeah, no, he was standing in the dark a lot last night.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I would never do that. Why would you think that's a good idea?
Because you're high.
Yeah, and then the guy who had the edible, he just sat at the little bar at the, he just sat there like most of the night while he came down from the edible.
That's hella funny.
Not really exciting to hang out with, but, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's why you do those kind of drugs in the comfort of your own home.
I told you I used to live with three white guys while I waited to go in the military.
Yes.
And that was their thing.
They would just take edibles and wait?
Well, one night I came home, and one of them was sitting in the bathroom on the toilet, but he wasn't using the bathroom. He was watching the wallpaper.
Ah, okay.
From the edibles?
From the, see, I think he did shrooms.
Okay, I was going to say, that sounds more like shrooms, not edibles.
So, and we had that 70s wallpaper.
Oh, so it had lots of patterns.
It had lots of patterns
to come alive.
Yeah, so he was just sitting there, just fascinated, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And then the other one came walking in with his sunglasses on, and it's like dark outside, and he's just kind of like it's like 10 o'clock at night,
right?
And he comes in, sunglasses on, and all he had been doing is walking around the apartment complex. You motherfuckers, I don't even know what to say.
That's so great. Yeah. That makes me so happy. I just like watching or hearing about the stories, not like actually participating.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that high before.
Yeah, it's something. Here's how I know 420 day is a thing. Tim Tebow is back in the NFL.
God.
He has signed a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Isn't he like fourth string or some shit?
Well, he could very well be, because they already have three quarterbacks.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like, I mean, yay, Jesus.
Well, apparently they tried to trade backup quarterback Matt Barkley, but they couldn't get it done. So they said, you know what? Fuck it. It's 420. Let's sign Tim Tebow to go with Sam Bradford, Mark Sanchez, and Matt Barkley. They have three former first-round picks at quarterback.
What's the point?
They're just struggling to figure out what they're going to do.
That makes sense.
Chip Kelly.
He's a mad genius, Kareem. He's a mad genius.
If the Eagles lose, if the Eagles do not start off like 4-0, or at least 500 in their first four games, they will run him out of town.
I don't understand why he was so great with college, but this happened.
Well, it happens all the time because it's a very different game.
Yeah.
Different rules, different way of dealing with players.
Rules? Yeah.
And different ways of dealing with players, too, because college kids have to listen to you. Pro athletes are rich guys who say, fuck you.
But the other part of it is the way the game is. Okay, so you would think that within the college game, you would be preparing your kids to play at the next level.
Yeah.
That's not the case. You're preparing your kids to win
at the level you're at.
At the level that you're at.
So, yeah, wasn't Chip Kelly like more of like a running
coach
or like a running guy? Well,
this is the thing. In college, in Chip Kelly's college offense, the quarterback didn't have to do a lot of thinking.
Right. It was read one, read two, run.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And in the NFL, your quarterback is like the brains of your offense. So your quarterback comes to the line, and depending on what play you call, he has to make like 10 decisions before he snaps the football. He makes those decisions. In Chip Kelly's offense in college, you would look to the sideline and they would raise a card to tell you what to do.
Why did he leave then? Because he obviously wasn't.
Well, because he left because Philadelphia was a really good job.
Yeah.
Because it had a lot of really good players. And the only issue in Philadelphia was there was two issues in Philadelphia. One was their defense. And the other part was that Andy Rooney had been there for like 20 years.
Andy Reid,
yeah.
Andy Rooney's dead.
Yeah. And Andy Reid had been there for like 20 years. And the players had tuned him out. So they went like 5-11, but yeah, they really weren't a 5-11 team.
Oh.
And so Chip went to the job that everybody who was going to be a coach wanted. And then he has since then dismantled the team that he inherited.
Yeah, basically when he walked in, all he had to do was not be the last guy, and they were going to improve by leaps and bounds, and you get a ton of credit for doing virtually nothing.
And what the fuck happened?
Well,
okay, so one of the things with football coaches is ego.
Oh.
So you have an ego, and especially college football coaches. College football coaches, like, they're like the owner, the general manager, team president, everything.
King of the town they're in.
Especially, Chip Kelly was a god.
Yeah, in Eugene, Oregon, there's really not a whole lot else going on.
So they think that they can do whatever. And usually they get to the NFL, and all the shit that they did in college that made them successful does not translate to the NFL. And it's been proven time and time.
It happens
time
a lot. Steve Spurrier, great college coach,
again,
sucked as an NFL coach.
Nick Saban owns Alabama, and he sucked as a professional football coach.
The one, there have been very few exceptions. Jim Harbaugh was one, and even that, one of his players for the 49ers who had his back last year came out today and said, yeah, it just got really old.
Yeah.
It just got really old. He wore out his welcome in 5 years.
Yeah. And so,
was that what he left? Or did he get fired?
He left. There was a mutual agreement.
He was going to get fired if he hadn't left.
Oh, yeah.
But he was doing so well. But they started not liking him.
Right.
Once you lose the locker room, you don't win anymore.
I thought they were BFF.
Yeah, no. That's what happened with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. He lost the locker room and then... And for Harbaugh, you got 4 years... You can deal with that for 4 years.
Yeah. Right. Because you come in, you're winning, great.
Yeah.
Then you lost the Super Bowl. Then you lost in the championship game. Then you're 8-8. And it's like, whoa.
And the other part of that, too, was he came into a team that had talent.
Yeah.
So he didn't come into a team where he had to build everything from scratch.
Yeah.
He came into a team that had a lot of really good parts. And all he had to do was not.
Well, and
fuck it up.
Yeah, and he kind of did a little bit.
Yeah.
But either way,
And he did really well. He did kind of like what John Gruden did with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were like an excellent team, but they could never just get over the hump to win the Super Bowl. He came in and won the Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's players. And then he started wearing his, his ego became bigger than the team.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then once he started bringing in his players, then he sucked. And now he's on ESPN. And everybody keeps clamoring for him, but I'm like, did you really pay attention to what he did?
Right. He won a Super Bowl, but it's
like Tony Dungy should have won a Super Bowl with that team, but he always played not to lose as opposed to the win.
Right.
And then Al Davis was still kind of in his right mind.
Kind of
in his right mind when Gruden was there, and he was the person who built that team, that Raiders team that Gruden had the success with.
I don't know how you guys remember.
So there's your NFL lesson for the day. Yeah. Let's get out of that for a minute. Let's get to the important things with sports. ESPN reporters. This one I've never heard of because I don't watch ESPN that much. Her name's Britt McHenry, and she had a car towed. And so she went to get her car out of the impound lot, and here's what happened next. Oh, don't tell me it's gone. I swear to God, I will kill you.
You can find...
Hold on. I'll find it in 1 second on YouTube. It better be here. Let's see. She's a very cute blonde chick.
She's on TV daily.
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That's fine.
I will report you to this place.
Okay, that's fine. And I'll play your video, so carefully. I'll play the video.
That's why I have a degree in
drugs.
I wouldn't work in some bad place like this.
Actually, this one's really edited up. Let me get one that's a little bit longer. There's a
touch your fruit a little bit.
Oh, like yours? They look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're in a fucking trailer, honey. Lose some weight, baby girl.
For Complex News, I'm Sean Evans. And
lose some weight, baby girl. She works in a trailer.
Here's the thing. I'm on fucking team what's-her-name side, Britt McHenry's.
Are you?
I am.
Well,
that's why I have a degree in drugs. I wouldn't work in some bad place like this.
Listen.
I only found one with a guy popping back in making comments about it.
Yeah,
so
they had to take that shit down, I'm sure. She did come out and apologize, which I don't agree with.
You have to.
I don't. Here's the thing. Because in the actual original video, I know it's down or Deadspin doesn't happen anymore, but it's because it was really edited.
It was very edited, and you don't know what led up to it.
Exactly, and you don't know what the other bitch was saying. And I'm sorry, if you work in that type of field, if you're in any type of customer service field, it's your job to keep your cool.
She was cool.
She was cool.
No, she wasn't. She was a bitch.
No.
They edited out what she said, and then some of the things that she's... Who knows what she said on the other side? I'm only on her defense if the whole thing was played unedited.
Okay, I'm gonna say this right here. I've read this a couple of times this weekend. There are people at ESPN who want this woman fired, which tells me that she's probably like that to a lot of people.
She's a delight.
Yeah, if that's the case, then yeah, fuck it. But I just don't. I didn't agree with that. Everyone was just jumping on her, because when someone... I don't agree with her actions either, but if someone is fucking, you know, if you're already in a stressful situation and all of that, like, I've dealt with way worse people, and I think that's really shitty. But like, I've also been in the situation where the person that was on the other side was hella rude to me, and I didn't react the way she did. I'm not defending her behavior, but I'm also saying, like, what if it was the other person that said something or did something? And like, because the whole thing wasn't played.
Yeah, but when she's telling you, hey, there's a video camera.
Yeah. And she did. And she says, but again, it was edited.
Yeah. She's telling you, hey, there's a video camera.
Yeah.
I will have your video played. At some point, you might want to think, oh, fuck, there's a video camera.
Yeah.
I do have a job on ESPN. I would like to keep my job.
Exactly.
I'm going to pay you and I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I'm going to pay you the money for my car. I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to leave. I'm going to be pissed about it, but I'm going to leave. She tweeted, let's see if I can find this tweet. In an intense and stressful moment, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and said some insulting and regrettable things. As frustrated as I was, I should always choose to be respectful and take the high road. I am so sorry for my actions and will learn from this mistake.
I will cuss at you under my breath like my mama would. I leave next time.
Her punishment, she was suspended from ESPN for 1 week. So,
I don't know. I think if someone's going to take the time to call you out, I just didn't like the attendance, like, oh, there's a camera, I'm going to play your video, like threatening her. And I get, like, if someone's talking shit to you, I'm sure she's been talked shit to hella times being a towing, towing company's attendant. Like, I don't think this is the first person, nor has it been the worst person. But she said she was on the news, and then she used that. I just don't agree with the attendant's behavior either, is what I'm trying to say. I don't think Britt McHenry handled it very well, but also, like, I kind of just don't... I don't like shitty customer service people more than I dislike shitty people. Customers. Does that make sense?
I get you. But like I said, there are people who want her fired.
See, I didn't know that. That's why I'm like, defense.
My thinking is she's probably like that all the time.
Yeah, then I'm like on board with her being a bitch. Yeah, totally. But yeah. I just, it hurts. I have, like I said, I'm on her side. Until that part where it was probably, yeah, she was a bitch.
I haven't seen anybody come to her defense. And yeah. She was having a bad day. She's not normally like that. I haven't seen anybody.
Yeah, so then I'll take off my defense, but I just really dislike shitty customer service people because it puts a bad name on everybody. Like, yeah, you treat other people like people, but especially if you're being paid. Not saying that you're getting paid a lot or like whatever, like, but your job is to just do your job and then you complain about it later or do something about it later, but don't fucking be shitty at your job is basically what I'm saying. So I guess it upset me more. I hate shitty customer service people more than I hate shitty customers because I expect shitty customers.
Right.
And then when they have shitty customer service people, it makes my job harder because people act shitty towards me.
But this is the thing, though. This chick could have went in. She could have been shitty to her, and she could have got away with it without if she. The reason why I don't feel sorry for her is because she threw the "I'm in the news."
Yeah, I'm on TV.
I'm on TV in her face. So she could have went in. She could have trashed her. She could have talked shit to her, all she wanted to. And not said, I'm on TV or I'm in the news.
Yeah, that was a stupid move.
And she probably would have got out and nobody would have never
known. Probably not with the name, though.
Yeah, but, dude, I watch ESPN and I had no idea who the fuck she was.
I've seen her.
First off, the news is not ESPN. She went on a fucking high horse by dropping that, too.
Right, and she's not even, she's...
ESPN in news is not really like news.
Yeah, but she's big enough where she's actually get some on-air...
Yeah, she's
time.
On air at ESPN, and you might recognize her. I didn't, but...
Yeah. But like I said, if she had to just talk shit to her and not told her, I'm on the news, she wouldn't even have thought to look up her name to put her out there like that. It would have just been like, blonde bitch got mad because her car got towed and she was a bitch. And that would have been the end of it.
You know, I really think I'm not on complete defense. I can see her like going off because she might. Obviously, she's entitled somewhat for saying that. But I think the attendant said something. That's the only thing that I'm like, I'm not going for the jugular on this.
And
like,
you may absolutely be right. But if she hadn't have said,
she's
TV,
still stupid. I'm not going to say go out there and say she's not an idiot.
She would have went in. She could have cussed her out. And nobody would ever been the wiser.
No, she's definitely still an idiot. I just don't think we should have all... Everyone was like, you can't treat another human being like that, fucking bitch. I'm like, people, if you've worked at customer service, you've been treated worse. Like, this is not completely abnormal.
Well, I don't think it's okay. And like Kareem said, if you've got a job at ESPN, you've got to be smarter than to do that. There are cameras
Yeah, but she's
everywhere.
Obviously not hired for being smart.
And I have read that in a lot of comments.
All right. Well, there was another temper tantrum that hit the news this past week. Dennis Quaid went absolutely berserk on the set of a movie and it was leaked.
What the fuck? Keep going. I am acting here and this dickhead wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the Dick starts whispering in your ear and you're not even watching
good
anymore.
Good for
Dennis.
You.
Dennis.
Don't fucking Dennis me. I am doing my job here. I am a pro. This is the most unprofessional set I have ever been on. This is horse shit. I've got these fucking zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of pussies staring at me and this fucking baby. This is garbage. Blow me.
So that came out and everybody was like, oh my God, did Dennis Quaid lose his mind on a set like our friend Christian Bale?
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
Well, turns out, no, it was for Funny or Die.
God.
And they came out the next day with what really happened on the rant right now.
And action.
I am telling them absolutely everything I know. I am risking my life here. My children's lives.
Hold it.
I swear.
Just remember, this is your breaking point. So let's go again.
Okay.
And you see a PA sitting there with her phone.
Oh, so this whole thing was a prank.
This whole thing was a prank. You see the PA sitting there on the set with her phone. That was the camera that caught the rant. Alleged rant.
I swear, I am telling them absolutely everything I know. I am risking my life here.
Wait.
My children's
life. Wait. What, Jack? I don't want to give you a line reading, but I feel like less emphasis on the my. Yeah, line would be like, I'm risking the lives of my children. Like that. Let's go again. Looks good.
I'm going to tell them everything I know. Absolutely everything.
And then a guy in a penis costume walks in and catches his eye. Eating an apple.
I'm going to tell them everything that I know. Absolutely everything.
Whispering in the director's ear.
My life. I am risking... What the fuck?
Sorry, Dennis. Let's keep going.
What the fuck? Keep going. I am acting here and this dickhead wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out and Dopey the dick here is whispering in your ear and you're not even watching anymore.
Dennis.
Don't you fucking Dennis me. I am doing my job here. I am a pro. This is the most unprofessional set I've ever been on.
And then he steps in a pile of horse shit.
This is horse shit.
And then you see a lady with a horse.
I've got these zombies over here that I have to...
Zombies in makeup.
Look at. I've got a bunch of pussies staring at me.
Basket of kittens.
And this fucking baby.
Fuck you, Quaid.
This.
The lady with the baby coming back at him.
Is garbage.
Bag of garbage.
Dennis, wait. We can talk it out.
Blow me.
What is it?
Blow me.
Sorry. I get grumpy when my hair gets flat.
Yeah, I know, Dennis.
This is a really crazy set.
Yeah, you ever shot a Funny or Die video before?
No.
So that was a Funny or Die video.
Damn, I bet TMZ was like hella excited. Like, we got gold. This is fucking awesome.
There was a big debate. In the middle of the week. Did Dennis Quaid throw a fit or not? We don't know. But it turns out, oh, no, he didn't. So nice job, Dennis Quaid.
That was awesome.
Bravo.
Nice job, that was Funny really or good. Die. All right, let's do this now.
They act. We decide. Cool or two.
Oh, we didn't talk about the first thing, so I'll pull an audible right here. First up in Cooler Tool, Tim Tebow, Diana.
I think it's kind of a tool. I'm over Tim Tebow. I never got on that bandwagon.
Kareem?
Tool.
I think Tim Tebow is cool. He catches a lot of flack, but he's just being Tim Tebow. The people who are real big fans of Tim Tebow, those guys.
Yeah.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Blonde Chicks, Kareem.
Never been much of a fan of them.
Diana?
Oh, God, it's like a weak spot. So cool. Shit.
Well.
I like blondes.
Well, good for you. My girlfriend is a brunette. My ex-wife is a blonde. I think you know I'm going on this
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Tool. And finally, this is an easy one, too. Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid. Diana?
Very cool.
Kareem?
That was cool as hell.
Yeah, that is the coolest damn thing I have seen Dennis Quaid do. And considering his brother Randy Quaid is nuts, it also worked out really well, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Cooler Tool is a game. If you're looking for a game to play with your friends, the best place to buy them, Amazon.com. They've got a whole bunch of them there. And here's the best thing about it. You can support the show while you get a game for you and your friends. Just go to our website, NateDarlingShow.com, click that Shop Amazon tab, and then buy any game you like. Buy multiple games. Have yourself a big old game night. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And we do appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
So thank you so much. People, please step it up. April has been really shitty. March was a huge month. March was a huge month. Gave the money to Sam for his cult trip to the Amazon to indoctrinate the natives. And April has just been nothing. I don't know if you're punishing me for giving money to Sam.
That's probably what it is. They're all like, fuck it, that's where our money's going to.
It's just for 1 month. So, anyway,
want to give our money to the CIA?
For the CIA and Jesus. So, anyway, that's Cooler Tool. Speaking of Sam, still not here yet. Although he did say he was running late, and I fully expect him to not make it. So.
Next time, I'm just going to get a burrito. Wait, what?
What?
Sorry, I really want Chipotle.
You're jumping ahead.
Did you smoke weed?
No, that's probably why I'm like resting bored face. That's what Nate calls it.
That when she walks in, Kareem, that's what I get is resting bored face.
I wish I smoked some weed. Not that I condone drug
use as opposed to resting bitch face.
Because I don't look bitchy. I think I look approachable. Apparently, people think I am because they keep fucking hitting me up on Facebook. And I'm like, why do you do that?
You just look bored.
Yeah, but that's... Oh, God, I wish I didn't look so approachable.
All right, well, if you missed it on 420, which was a couple days ago now, Ben and Jerry's did something special. They've already made their stance on weed known, so it shouldn't surprise you to learn the company's got a 420 promo. It's a ice cream burrito.
I love them so much.
Called the Burrito.
I love them so much.
It's two scoops of your choice of ice cream, chocolate cookie crumbs, and a fudge drizzle that gets rolled up in a crepe-like tortilla and a sheet of paper to ensure minimal leaks. That is a mess. That is going to be a mess to anybody.
Yes.
So you can have whatever you want. But here's the ad for the Burrito. Ben and Jerry's presents 420. And it's a lady running down a hallway to a bunch of stoners looking at ice cream bars on TV. Oh, it's a parody of the 1984 Apple ad.
Oh.
Where she throws the ice cream burrito into the TV.
On April 20th, Ben and Jerry's will introduce the Burrito. And you'll see why 420... will be exactly like 420.
So there you go.
I love them so much. Where do you get that? You have to get that in like a
You have to go
store.
To a scoop shop. Yeah. Got to go to a scoop shop to get that. And I don't know if it's available after 420 or if it's just a one-day deal, but there you go.
They should keep it.
The new Tonight Dough is out. I saw it at Safeway. So if you want to get that, go ahead and get that. But plenty of Ben and Jerry's flavors all around. Hey, Michael Bublé. You know Michael Bublé, right?
Love him.
Do you?
Love him.
All right, hold on. Let me get some Michael Bublé.
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
I played that on repeat my freshman year. No, when I lived in Texas the summer after senior year of high school and then freshman year of college, I played that. I would sit in my dorm room by myself and play Home. And then when I was in Texas, I lived by myself, so I would play Home.
You would play the song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, let me see if I can find it for you.
And just listen to it and just like look at old pictures and shit and just miss home.
You are so sad.
I kind of am. I love him so much.
All right, well, let me see if I can find your song for you. What album is it on? Come
on. I think it has to be his one. If you type in Home on Spotify, it should pop up.
Look, okay, here. Oh, here it is live.
Oh, such a beautiful
song. I want to find it in the studio, though, so.
His voice is so
good.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go. So we'll
what album is that? His first, second, third?
It's Time, the deluxe audio only bundle.
So good. This album was good. I remember this one.
Well, he's known for singing sweet love songs, but he may have hit a sour note when he posted a picture of an oblivious woman's butt to his official Instagram page. The singer's wife seemingly took the picture while the pair were in Miami. It showcases a lady wearing very tiny black shorts with her bottom hanging out. Well, actually, both of them. He captioned the snapshot.
Where's that video?
It's just a still. He captioned it. I knew there was something about this photo Lou took that seemed worthy of Instagram, with a bunch of hashtags like hashtag my humps, hashtag baby got back, hashtag hungry shorts, and hashtag beautiful bum. So you would think the last thing would have gotten him out of trouble. But
just be sensitive. I've just noticed how sensitive people are these days.
Well, some people on social media were really, really hurt because, well, they've got nothing better to do.
Fucking hate people sometimes.
And they accused him of body shaming the woman. His critics fired off comments like, did you ask her permission to post that? And would you say that? You say what you hashtagged to her face?
Probably.
By the way, anybody who gets all uppity and likes to say it to my face, say it to my face, why don't you say it to my face? It's because you're going to be that way about it.
Yeah.
That's why no one wants to say things to your face. Because you're just going to be that way. Yet others did not think the married man did anything wrong, saying he was simply admiring a woman's behind. The only reason he's getting all this negative response is his fame. Leave the man alone, said one Buble defender. Another one wrote, I'm sure the girl will probably agree with what was said, and I'm sure she was expecting to have people looking at her butt. Y'all need to find something better to fuss about, people.
Seriously, if you don't like something, just block them. Unfollow.
I like big butts and I cannot.
Or make a funny song joke. But just fucking, I don't understand it. I don't understand people that go out of the way to like be like, I'm going to unfollow you. Hope you know. And then delete them. Like,
I had this conversation with somebody last night. I'm starting to dislike white liberals.
I think I'm on the same boat.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Because they're offended by everything.
They yes. really are super sensitive.
Yeah. And they deal with nothing that's actually in the real world.
And they'll like defend stuff that they don't need to defend. I'm like, I wasn't offended. I don't understand why you need to get fucking all angry when I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that shit about?
Like, come on. Like, stop. Just some of it is just like, stop.
This is why people don't like liberals.
They have a sense of humor about some shit.
It's true.
Or just fucking don't say, I don't know. I know, like, sometimes my friends would, like, when I was living in the Bay and stuff, sometimes I'll say something like, you can't say that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can legally. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so upset about it. It's not about you or about anything really. It was a joke, but I don't know. I know there's lines and sometimes they can be crossed, but overall, like, shit like this for people to get upset over Michael Blue. And he obviously meant nothing by it. If anything, it was a compliment.
By the way, if you're going to wear shorts out that show off your ass cheeks, expect someone to notice.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's simple shit. Like, okay, this is what really happens in the real world. This is how that operates. It does not operate in a fantasy land where, oh, men respect women. Women want to be treated like flowers. Like, no, not every woman wants to be treated like a flower. Hey, we want to respect you as much as it'll get us laid. That's about it.
In the same boat. I mean, okay, just because people will make comments. If you're going to wear something, you usually wear it because you know people are going to look at you, right? You're either attention, whatever. People are probably going to look at you regardless. And you dress a certain way because depending on how much attention you want. Right, I think it's bullshit when people are saying like, oh no, like I can walk around naked, doesn't mean they have the right to stare at me. They have a right to stare at you, but they can't touch you. Like that, I understand. Like there's a fine line between that. No one here is saying that they're asking for it by having your ass cheeks hanging out. No one is saying that.
But if you have your ass cheeks hanging around, I'm looking at them.
You're well, looking at them. They're attractive. You can look at them. Yeah. I don't think anything's wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm not gonna walk up to you and say something to you, but I'm gonna look at them.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. He doesn't need her permission because she's not recognizable. No one's going to go, oh, that's Jenny. I know that ass anywhere.
And if they fucking did, she'd probably like that shit too and be like, oh my God, you guys, Michael Bublé's talking about my ass. And his wife took the picture.
So, anyway.
Fucking people, stop.
Bublé came out and said, I realize that the photo was meant to be complimentary and lighthearted. It's turned into a questionable issue. For the record, it hurts me deeply that anyone would think that I would disrespect a woman or be insulting to any human being. I was not brought up that way, and it's not in my character. I regret that there are people out there who found the photo offensive. That was not and is not my intention. Women are to be celebrated, loved, respected, honored, and revered because they buy my music. I've spent my life believing that and will continue to do so. Please keep buying my music. I'm Michael Bublé.
I love his music. Michael Bublé, I'm still your fan, boo. I got you.
Yeah, it was... It's funny. This story is from Fox News, which I thought was hilarious.
No, oh God.
But, yeah.
I think I just want to show off the liberals being crazy.
Yeah. And you know what? Good. There are plenty of websites out there that show off right-wing nut jobs being crazy.
Well, this is why most people are, like, going right-wing, because here's the thing about the liberal, like, Democratic Party that I've noticed is that they're so... many different agendas because there's so many like levels and there's different reasons behind those agendas that no one can fucking agree on anything. And then there's the fucking crazies and then it's just like no one, it's just a fucking mess, honestly.
Yeah, but the reasons why Republicans stay on message, so that's why they,
that's the key to good marketing.
That's the key to
exactly
good,
that's
it.
Yeah, that's why that's, they're like
that's
doing better.
Yeah,
like I'm always hopping on that bandwagon because I'm just like, y'all are scary. Like, they at least I can laugh with them. Like, I have more fun laughing with old white guys than I do with, like, fucking white liberals my age.
All right. Well, you mentioned it. You mentioned...
Oh, God. No, this is going to bite me in the ass. No.
It's
no.
not. But it's, I don't think it is. I don't
okay,
think it
good.
Is at all. Because Tony Kornheiser, an admitted old white guy from ESPN, he also has a radio show. And there is a story about Marco Rubio, who's running for president. He's a Republican. And is he still? He's a senator from Florida, I believe. So, but Tony Kornheiser was talking about why Marco Rubio can never be president.
That Jeb Bush is, but
yeah, he's from Florida too. Yeah.
Let's go back to when Rubio was young. His father would impersonate Dolphins coaching legend Don Shula in order to get his son to wear leg braces. As Rubio wrote for the Daily Caller for Father's Day last year, okay, Rubio wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't attributed.
Mm-hmm.
Rubio wrote this. I'll never forget when I was a boy and the doctor told me I had to wear leg braces to correct knee problems.
Run,
I
Boris,
often refused
run.
To put them on, but every day when I refused, the phone would ring. And to my great surprise, on the other end would be Don Shula, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Quote, if you want to play for me one day, he'd say, you'd better put on those braces, unquote. It didn't occur to me until years later that unlike Coach Shula, the man on the phone had a Cuban accent and sounded suspiciously like my dad.
Oh, God.
Rubio's obsessiveness about the Dolphins has extended to the president. The rest of it doesn't matter. The rest of it doesn't matter. What matters is that Marco Rubio is going to try and sell us on the notion that he thought that was Don Shula
yep.
calling every day. And by the way, if you're old enough to pick up the phone and take the call, you're probably 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, you're not 2.
No. I mean, I have a 6-year-old, and I don't know that he... I mean, he knows what the phone is. In a pinch, he might be able to pick it up.
So let's
but, like,
go,
he's not going to talk to anybody.
Let's go 8 years
yeah,
old minimum.
Yeah, I was going to say... Yeah,
8 to 10 minimum.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
And you have cognition
mm-hmm.
at 8 to 10. And if you're the biggest Dolphins fan in the world, I guarantee you, you're watching the postgame.
Yep.
And you've heard Don Shula.
Yep.
You've grown up with the voice of Don Shula.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Don Shula doesn't sound...
Cuban?
He doesn't sound like Poppy Levitard. He doesn't. Because no, he doesn't. He's born in Ohio.
Exactly.
Okay?
Are you saying you don't believe this story, Tony?
What I'm saying is...
Yeah, I don't know where you're driving at.
I'm going to get to it because I'm turning to you with this.
Oh, great.
This, to me... automatically disqualifies Marco Rubio from being president.
The Shula primary?
Yeah.
So there you go.
I love that guy. I recognize his voice from ESPN. I really like him. He's
yeah,
funny.
He's on Pardon the Interruption all the time. And so, yeah, that was from his radio show.
I understand what he's saying. Like, either you're that fucking stupid or you're a big-ass liar.
That's hella
like,
funny.
Take a pick.
At 8 years old, minimum, 8-year-old minimum.
All right. So we were doing the Well Hung podcast earlier, and this article sort of popped up and it caught my eye. Headline: Tutti Frutti, Little Richard's graphic ode to butt sex? ?
Okay,
that's what it is.
Never forget Tutti Frutti, the song Grandma danced to, the song you sang at the church picnic, and the song that lent its name to a popular chain of frozen yogurt stands began as a body celebration of butt sex. Little Richard recorded bowderized lyrics for the 1955 hit single, and the popularity of the throwaway tune, whose main appeal seemed to be residing in the original version's goofy lyrics about lust and lube, took its author by surprise. Quote, I'd been singing Tutti Frutti for years, but it never struck me as a song you'd record. I didn't go to New Orleans to record no Tutti Frutti. Sure, it used to crack the crowds up when I sang it in clubs, whose risque lyrics, Tutti Frutti, good booty, if it don't fit, don't force it, you can grease it, make it easy.
Oh, I don't recall
those lyrics either. But I never thought it would be a hit, even with the lyrics cleaned up. Well, I was at home in Macon, and I heard them play it on Randy's Record Mart Radio, WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee. The disc jockey Gene Noble said, this is the hottest record in the country. This guy, Little Richard, is taking the record market by storm. And I couldn't believe it. My old song's a hit. Imagine, friends, if Pat Boone had gotten his hands on it.
Oh, God, that would have been horrible.
Pat Boone singing about butt sex.
Yes.
I was unaware of the...
That it was Tutti Frutti Good Booty?
Yeah, I was completely unaware of that one. So there you go. All right, let's go to Florida now for Florida Corner, because why not?
I told you he started out as a drag queen.
No!
I didn't tell you that?
Really? No, I did not know that. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, when I did... the research I did for the Chitlin Circuit.
Yes.
He started off as a drag queen named Princess Devon, and actually there were a ton of them on the Chitlin Circuit.
Okay,
female impersonators. But the thing was, he couldn't dance or he couldn't move in the shoes. So what they would do is they would prop him up before the show, before the curtains opened, and then he would have to stand in the same spot because he couldn't dance in the shoes.
That's hella funny.
And so. That was when he was dressed as a woman. So then he went to being Little Richard, and they took his, put him in some regular shoes, and he was good to go.
Man, so much with history. Never put those in.
There you go. You're learning. You're learning more and more every day. All right. It's time to go to Florida for a Florida Corner. So, of course, I'm going to play Flo Rida. Why not? Headline, Florida man high on flaca has sex with tree, attacks police officer. There's apparently a new drug out there called flaca, drug that authorities say is sweeping the state of Florida.
God, they come up with the crazy shit, like bath salts and then...
Yeah, he attacked a Brevard police officer after twice being shocked with a taser while repeatedly saying he was God.
Of course.
Hey, why didn't you tase him? We did. Twice. Kenneth Crowder, who's 41, he's from Melbourne, Florida, was arrested on charges of battery of a law enforcement officer, resisting with violence and assault with a deadly weapon on a law enforcement officer. According to the police report, he was spotted by witnesses running naked through the neighborhood, yelling that he was a god before committing a sexual act on a tree.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Oh. He fucked that tree, Kareem.
Going back to what we talked about just for a second.
Little Richard?
Butt sex.
Oh, okay.
So at the Comedy Spot last night, there was a couple who let the cat out of the bag that they had engaged in butt sex the day before.
A couple?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A man, like, and a woman.
Like on stage?
No, like they were like in the audience.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, awkward.
Yeah. No, they were proud of it.
Oh, they were proud of it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, of course.
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah. Cause
do they like it?
Apparently. Well, she did.
And that's
he said
all
it tastes like shit.
Oh!
So anyway, when it was called in, a police officer went to the area and confronted Crowder, who was then wearing jeans and a t-shirt. He walked toward the officer in an aggressive manner and identified himself as God. That's when they used the taser on him, but he pulled the probes out of his body and continued to fight. He was shocked a second time, but he again pulled the probes out and went at the officer with clenched fists. The officer punched Crowder in the face and a scrum ensued, with Crowder saying that he was Thor and trying to stab the officer with the officer's badge. That's when other officers arrived to help subdue him. He was handcuffed and shackled. See, flaca is a variation of the synthetic substances known as bath salts.
See, that's what I was waiting for.
It offers a cheap, powerful high while acting as an amphetamine, which is why you can't stop them. The drug can be snorted, smoked, or taken by mouth and can cause violent behavior. No kidding. To quote the police, we've spoken to some medical professionals here, and they're starting to see an increase in its use. It's already in South Florida, and we think it's coming here. So, yeah. His mugshot shows him with a black eye, was booked into Brevard County Jail. He was posted bond and released. In 2011, federal authorities banned a number of chemicals used in bath salts. The active ingredient in flaca, however, has not yet been banned. So,
what is the active ingredient?
Flame. Waka flaca flame.
Oh.
No, I'm just, I have no idea. You're going to have to do that research on your own.
I just don't. Why people be cray?
Because it's Florida.
They can't just be happy with weed. Gotta make shit intense.
Apparently not.
Or like shrooms. I mean, just stop at shrooms. Maybe acid. I haven't done acid yet, at all. I was going to say yet, but I mean not all.
Well, anyway, so that's the abbreviated version of Florida Corner, because the other link doesn't work, which is fine. So this came up, Kareem, and this was really weird to me. There's a host on Fox named Charles Payne, and he's African-American, and he has a segment called Payne's Passion. Get it? Because his name's Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Yes. And he had a really interesting take on one I've not yet heard about reparations. Hold on, let me turn down Flo Rida.
On Tuesday, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announced a package of reparations to victims of former Chicago Police Commander John Burge, who, well, these things occurred from the early 1970s to the 1990s. The $5 million is going to be spread out mostly to blacks who can prove that they were victims of his abuse. Now, the news in my mind is a glimpse of really much bigger news that's going to come from the White House. I'm saying next year I'm leaning toward, I think there's going to, A, be an official apology from the White House for slavery in America.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a major push to get cash, and I'm talking lots of cash. Ever since General William Sherman's special field order on January 16, 1865, of 40 acres and a mule to the blacks at Sea Island, Georgia, it has been a promise, well, it's been seen as a promise by the federal government that's never been fulfilled. Many, including those closest to President Obama, will push him to make this happen, and they're going to say, by the way, it wouldn't be the first time America has paid out a lot of money in reparations for the wrongs that they did to other people. I actually think it would be a major mistake. Instead, President Obama really should discuss and focus on all the progress that we've made and how all Americans need to move forward for better days for all of our kids. All right, guys, that's one that I think is going to be big news. And remember, you guys are going to say, golly, Charlie called it first, Scotty. When it does happen, what's your position?
So, Kareem, what's your position on reparations?
Holy shit.
So
that went down.
Okay, so we're going to break this down in a couple of different areas.
Yeah, this needs a little breakdown.
Yeah,
okay,
please.
So one, what Chicago is going to do for those people who were victimized by this cop is not reparations.
No, it is not.
No.
It is not. That would be considered a class action lawsuit settlement.
Yes. Yes. That's two very different things.
That is two very different things. Yes, America has paid reparations. They paid reparations to the Japanese for their putting them in internment camps. No, President Obama is not going to apologize for slavery because it would not mean anything to the black people for him to be the person to apologize for slavery.
Because he's black.
And the other thing, he has stayed away from... He has tried to be as non-black as he could be as far as being president. And the only time he spoke out against anything as far as being black is when he's kind of been forced into a corner. So with the police, with like Eric Garner, with all of the police stuff, and with the stupidity of Henry Louis Gates being arrested at his home by a white cop. So the stuff like that has been the times that he spoke out. He hasn't really pushed any racial agenda
Yeah, no, not at all.
At all. So, remember I told you there's always one?
Well,
that guy's the one.
He's something.
And he did the thing. He's the one, and he's pushing that white fear button, which is that black people are going to get something for free from the government.
You mean aside from the welfare?
Aside from the welfare.
That you're all getting, of course.
That we're all getting, yeah. So that was what that was. That's a breakdown on all of that.
It seemed a bit of nonsense to me, but yeah. This is what happens whether you're listening to Rush Limbaugh or whether you're watching Fox News. They set this up and they say it with such conviction and certainty. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And what's your opinion on it? And he goes down and he sits in a group of people, which includes two white guys, a blonde chick. And I'm not sure about the other guy. He might be light-skinned African-American, or he could be a white guy. I can't really tell.
Ta-Nehisi Coates actually wrote a great article in The Atlantic on the case for reparations probably like 3 or 4 months ago. And it's been a thing that's been discussed probably in a lot in the last 10 or 15 years. Within the black community, but it's not necessarily reparations from the government per se. There are actually records for a lot of the companies that are still in existence who actually bought, sold, traded in slavery.
Right.
So you can trace that back, and if anything, they would go.
Yeah, just ask Ben Affleck.
Yeah, if anything, you will go after those. The movement had moved more towards trying to go after those companies because you have a direct, there's like a direct link, like legally, right. You can find a direct link to go after them to say, okay, you insured slaves, this bank over here, use them as collateral.
Right.
You know, so that is there. And that is probably the direction that it would go, if any direction.
I don't think it's going to happen at all.
I don't really don't either.
It's not. And the idea, first of all, if he was going to do that, you know, when he would do that between the election in 2016 and the time he's out of office.
Right.
That would, if he's going to do anything like that, it would not be in 2016. It would be
17.
It would be
18.
It would be 17. It would be 17 in the 3 weeks before he leaves office.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen.
No,
it's not going to happen. But I thought that was interesting. But
we scared the hell out of white people.
we give enough money. How much of my tax dollars goes to? I've stopped worrying about that so long ago. The amount of money that goes to just, where he's like, well, I don't want my tax money going to something I don't support, and it's like, are you fucking high? Do you have any idea how much of your tax money goes to shit that you'd never even know about?
Exactly.
Just give it up. Give it up. It's going.
Your tax dollars went to that fucking war.
That's right. It went to the war. It went to, I mean, Dick Cheney is super duper 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 rich on top of that.
Because from your tax dollars.
There's huge corporations that pay nothing in taxes every year because of your tax dollars. I mean, this idea, this outrage is just stupid. Give it up. Don't. You're going to drive yourself nuts. All right. And then you know what will happen? You'll go to Texas and you'll eat 13 pounds of steak in 20 minutes.
I had the biggest craving for steak after this. Yesterday, everybody.
Is this the...
Is that
oh,
the
my God.
What is it? Center.
He's going to examine the mouth.
Sorry, that's the festival going on at... In Amarillo, Texas, which I drove through on my way out to Sacramento.
Is that the place where they do this? Was this on Man vs. Food?
It was.
Okay, because I really wanted to go. I knew I couldn't finish the whole steak, but I kind of wanted to order it.
Well, you can order it, and it's only free if you finish it.
Yeah, but I knew I wasn't going to.
A national.
So, this woman, she's from Sacramento. She is a competitive eater, and she went and ate not one, not two, but three.
Yes, Sacramento, we're on the map. And
three of these meals, which consists of a 72-ounce steak, a baked potato, a side salad, shrimp cocktail, and a roll. That's right. She ate 216 ounces of steak, around 13 pounds, and all of the sides. and she did it in 20 minutes.
Known competitive eater showed off her skills wow. today at the Big Texan, but not just to take on one steak challenge. Molly Schuyler tried to eat three. That means 216 ounces of steak, which is more than 13 pounds, and all the fixins within an hour. But get this, fixins. Not only did she break the record, she ate all three meals in less than a half hour.
That's so crazy.
A sight to see that attracted hundreds to the Big Texan from all over the country.
Yeah, the no, I come in thinking I'm going to fail, but you know, if I win, it's a lovely parting gift. And it's like, hey, that's all right. That's cool. And I get free steak. So I don't really lose.
I swear, she can take down
Skylar so much competed
food
against four other competitive feet. Eating teams, which included professional wrestlers, football players, and a married competitive eating couple.
And that's the news from Amarillo.
How the hell, like...
yes.
I just... Do you think you could do that?
No.
Kareem?
I told you I got shit just thinking about it.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not just the steak. It's the side salad. It's the shrimp cocktail.
I want all of that now. And I like...
And the roll.
I want all of that now, but I know I can't.
No.
Diana, let me put it to you this way. I had a half-pound burger at Burgers and Brew with a bun and a side of sweet potato fries and one beer. And I walked out feeling like I ate so much food.
Yeah.
I've done the pho challenge before. It's
pho you're talking about?
I think it's Little Richard again.
Yeah.
It's a pound of noodles.
Yeah, it is.
And a pound of meat.
Hey now.
You're an all-star.
Yeah, it's a soup. So like it's the Vietnamese noodle soup. So okay. that I try to cook. If you do that, you get to keep the bowl, and I think it's free or something. I thought I could because I love pho and I could throw down. I could eat a lot, and I had to walk 20 blocks home because there was no way that I was going to get back on the bus to go home. I was in that much pain, and I got like probably a quarter way through, halfway through, yeah. Not even half. That's a lie.
Yeah,
but I would love to. Like I love like the idea of. Food. I love food so much.
There's a hot dog eating challenge at.
I would lose. You have to dip it in water and it's gross.
No. There's one at. It's a hot dog place in Roseville. The man versus food came to Sacramento, and so here are a couple of the ones. So he did one out in Roseville where it was eat this big hot dog and a whole giant plate of fries. There is an eating challenge over at Jim Denny's. Okay. That is a giant, they call it the hubcap with spokes, and it is a pancake about 13 inches across, about that big across.
Fuck.
And it's thick, and it's got bacon for spokes.
I can't do pancakes, so I don't like breakfast shit.
Well, what do you want to eat or not?
I know. I want, like, shit that I like steak and all the fixings and shit. Like, I like that. Or like,
just go to Amarillo.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me just really quick before we do this. Let me go ahead and look up. So it's a Big Texan.
Because I like pancakes. Like I went to Vegas and we went to House Hashagogo.
Sure.
And the food there was really good. And there's times where I crave pancakes. Usually after I watch it on like Family Guy or like Cleveland Show or something like that. They eat a lot of
pancakes. I think that's been canceled.
Yeah, but I watch reruns.
Okay.
Like all the time. Like I think I've watched every single episode 4 times.
Okay.
And they eat a lot of pancakes. And I crave breakfast food then. But normally I don't crave breakfast food.
Let me see if we can get some prices on that. Let's see. I'm on the Big Texan Restaurant Hour. They're open 7 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Let's see. No, there's a steak. They have a camera you can watch live when people are doing this. So that's.
Oh my god, this is like the Korean people.
Yes, it's just like the Korean people.
But you can't read. Like,
what are you
comment.
Talking about?
The Korean, the YouTube, the internet thing where like you watch the people eat.
Oh, okay.
And that was what I comics. Thought about when she was talking about herself eating. I was like, oh, she really is one.
Yeah, you know, they have a show in was it Japan now? Where it's basically a karaoke show.
Oh yeah.
But you have to know all the words to the song and you have to sing, while a chick is jacking you off. and you have to be on tune, keep the tune, and you're not done until you ejaculate. Does that sound like a game show you'd be able to go on?
Yes.
Do you think you'll finish the song?
I don't know. Depends on how good she is.
Well, here's the other thing. I would just get really stoked. I would just get really stoked before I went out there and just be like, all right, I'm ready to go. I get like one line in and just blow my load and be like, there you go. Let's see. They do not have the price of it on here. I cannot find it. They do have a man versus food special, which is an 18-ounce sirloin, which is just a quarter of that, and that is $26.
So just multiply it by four for shits and giggles, so probably $90-something for...
About $100.
Yeah.
About $100.
I can't afford that.
Well, if you eat it all, you eat free.
I can't eat all of that. I mean, if it's... Actually, no. You know what? I think I could throw down, actually.
Or throw up.
I can't take it all.
You know, I might be able to. If it's cooked the way I like, if it's too well done, I can't.
Oh, you can cook it any way you like.
Oh, then if it's medium...
Any way you like.
If it's medium with... Medium rare, maybe, with a lot of A1 sauce, I can do it.
A whole bottle of A1 sauce.
Maybe two.
Yeah. So,
I think I can do it. You guys want to pay to find out?
Pay for what?
The steak?
I would chip in for your steak, but I will not chip in for you to get to Amarillo to do it.
Oh, no.
Because you got to go to Amarillo.
I'll drive through one of these days.
That is...
Because I did last time when I went to
You can
Florida.
Make Amarillo in one night stay. Second night, you would be in Amarillo.
Yeah. I think that's what happened last time.
So... That can happen.
Because I remember seeing the billboard and being like, huh.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you should practice up at the, excuse me, at the Brazilian steakhouse where they just keep
they
bringing
have a what?
Well, we can talk about that on the next show.
Okay.
But first, it's time for this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. For small town news, we go to the state of Maine. Where we find a salty old Mainer named Clint who got stuck in a seatbelt. That's right. Clint the Mainer got stuck in a seatbelt. And it was videotaped and put on Facebook. Did he ever get out? Well, yes, he did. Let's take a listen because this is priceless.
Mom.
Look at you, look!
You look at me! I am stuck in this car.
We got out of the fire department. Sit back.
Mom, what do you think I'm doing? Laying down?
You gotta sit back.
I'm getting hydrophobic.
Wait! You've got to get this. You've got to sit.
I can't sit back any further, Mom. My whole back's touching a seat.
Move over.
Mom, you're making it tighter and I can't breathe.
Think we need to fight the fire?
No, what are we wrong with a seat belt?
It's top of the circulation. You got to calm down. Look.
I believe the exclamation of Mom is like, for some reason, some old married guys call their wife Mom.
Yeah.
And this is what this is. So it goes on.
You put me in here.
Seatbelt is unbuckled, but it's tight around his torso, specifically his gut.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know how it's going to be cut.
I can't do that, Mom. Mom, look. How do I get an arm in there?
Oh dear Lord.
Because of vehicles.
Wait, I can't breathe or anything. What we gotta do is just gotta relax.
And calm.
Can you push his belly out of it? I don't.
Taking his car back to whatever his name is, Reggie or whoever his name is, Puffy Darling.
I don't know what you're gonna do, Flint.
Well, you tell me, Mom.
You know, if women ruled the world, this is what it would be like.
I think it's
Really, you strapped me in. I told you yesterday the belt was defective, didn't I?
It's your body.
It's not my
body. You gotta get your arm.
You can just lift it around the belly. His belly is pretty like round.
It is. He's not a fat guy. He's just got the gut.
Like big, like hard gut.
But
it's like stuck around there. Like you could you could pick it up.
Well, eventually they got him out. So that's good news. And then it went viral.
The fact that it took that long.
Welcome to me.
I just want to go for the sandwiches. That's it.
Which sandwiches are those?
Lobster.
Lobster? You want a lobster roll?
I want a lobster roll.
You want a lobster? Lobster. Say it right. Lobster. You want a lobster roll?
Lobster.
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 Fuck it.
You want a lobster?
I barely can speak. No.
You want a lobster? That's what you want. You want a lobster? You gotta have a lobster.
I hate both of you.
Yeah, say it right. You don't get no lobster. By the Jesus, if you don't say it right, I'm not going to give you a lobster roll. That's all I got to say.
Would you give me one if I did say it right?
I might consider it.
A lobster?
By the Jesus, you are the most worthless piece of thing I've ever seen. Hey, everybody, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks for listening. Diana wants steak and...
Lobster.
There you go. You're close.
Yes.
A lobster roll. None for now.
Wait, damn it.
Sorry. We'll be back on Friday with another new episode of the show. Lots more fun and hijinks and maybe even Sam Platts. We'll see how that goes. Until then, hey, it's Mumford & Sons, not sounding like pusses, from their new album, This Is the Wolf.
Behind your wanting ways, I wanna look you in the eyes.